Couldn't sit on the couch all day? Well, we've got you covered with
What Happened?
On Jones and Keefe.
All right, Jones, here we go. It is week 10 in the NFL. What happened? So much happened around the NFL. So here's your non-Patriots game details. Let's start in the AFC East. The Buffalo Bills taking on the Indianapolis Colts.
What happened?
Buffalo's version of Drake May had a pretty good game.
Allen keeps it himself right up the middle. Josh Allen at the 5, takes it in. Touchdown! His 57th career rushing touchdown. Now tied for second in franchise history with O.J. Simpson.
Ooh.
Oh, boy.
Good company there.
Ooh, just say he's tied for second.
Yeah.
Hall of Famer O.J. Simpson.
Hey, Twitter world.
Yeah. From the grave.
My fantasy team is 1-4.
Same. Jeez.
Mine's horrible.
Mine has gone circling the toilet as well.
Allen did throw a couple of interceptions, but he ran in that score as they beat the Colts 30-20. Buffalo 8-2. The Colts fall to 4-6.
So we're just talking about Indy. That is a winnable game for the Pats left on the schedule.
Oh, yeah.
My buddy was up from, he's a Bills fan from Queens, lives in Queens.
Classic Bills fan from Queens.
Very strange.
Yep.
But he was over for the Pats game yesterday, watching the Bills on a tablet.
Yeah.
Fully into it.
Yeah, they're a good team.
Good team. I feel like I watched a lot of that game. I feel like the Bills didn't even play well, and they won that thing going away.
No, they didn't. The game was close for a while, yeah. And you're like, what is this? I mean, still it's a 10-point game, but yeah, Bills moving on to 8-2. What about the New York football Jets taking on the Arizona Cardinals?
Murray running that read option. Murray stutter stepping in. Touchdown. And they are putting it on the Jets.
What a beatdown. 31-6 Cardinals over the Jets. Every week I say, hey, Kyler Murray's pretty good. Kyler Murray has pretty good games.
I also like Kyler Murray.
Cardinals are 6-4. They're
6-4. Winning the NFC West. They've won 4 in a row.
Hello. It's pretty good.
I feel like they're kind of well coached. And here's the thing. Their defense the last few weeks.
Yeah, what are they? Ooh, yeah.
Their defense.
Smothering. Did you call him smothering?
Jonathan Gannon was a defensive guy.
Yeah, he is. Still is.
15 against the Chargers.
Not bad.
27 against the Dolphins.
Easy.
9 against the Bears, although we just saw the Bears.
Not Bears. Yeah, 9 seems high.
Yeah, and then 6 against the Jets.
I mean, and this thing was over. It was 24-6 at the half, and then 31-6 your final. So Cardinals are rolling, but New York Jets, 3-7.
Ugh.
They fired their coach 4 games ago. Weren't they 3-3 when they fired Robert Saleh?
That sounds right.
4 straight losses with Jeff Ulbrich.
Oh, no. No, he got a win mixed in there. They had 2 wins, I think, with him, right?
Did I lie? Oh, they beat the Ulbrich, Texans. Yeah, that's Ulbrich. Right. They beat my bad.
What a weird team.
Yeah, all right, guys. All gas.
Losing to the Patriots.
That's right. They won last
the
week.
Texans. Yeah, no, but they are just a complete.
Same record as the Pats.
Utter mess. Do you think Rodgers is back next year?
I don't. So they were asking me on the crossover this morning with the Greg Hill show. Is Aaron Rodgers back next year? And I said, I don't think you can do it. I think you have to do new coach, new quarterback, even if you have to pay him to not be there.
Well, they're going
to
be drafting high. Yeah. I don't know that it's a great draft to be drafting high, but they're going to be drafting high. It's probably a chance to reset if you want to reset.
Shador Sanders?
Mm-hmm.
Is that where you go? Would his dad let him go there? Who knows?
I think, well, I don't know. Good
maybe
question.
Not.
Maybe not.
Jets?
Yeah, maybe that. Maybe New York, I want to say yes, but then yeah. Jets. Yeah, maybe not.
Maybe not. But yeah, I would. You can't.
Giants might have a higher draft pick. We'll get to them. So maybe he steers them there.
Hire a new quarterback. Or I'm sorry, a new head coach with Aaron Rodgers for maybe one more year. And then that guy gets that and then starts over the next year. Doesn't that not.
Clean break.
I think you have to do it.
Yeah.
Does Aaron Rodgers even finish this season would be my question. Denver got out of Russell Wilson a year ago. Russell Wilson actually still has a little bit of game left.
Good point.
But they pulled the plug on that.
You think Rodgers will? Let's rephrase. Do you think Rodgers will play next year?
I think he has so much money that he'll like say he's going to play, but he's not going to like commit to it. He's not going to do anything in the offseason. He's probably going to show up in horrible shape.
Somebody will probably need him, but yeah, he's cooked.
I don't know if he can. All right, what about the Denver Broncos and the Kansas City Chiefs?
What happened?
Wow, the Chiefs' undefeated season was on the line as the Denver Broncos were lining up for a potential game-winning field goal.
The Chiefs have won!
16-14. The Chiefs escape with their 9th win of the year. They go to 9-0. Bo Nix and the Broncos fall to 5-5. Nix outperforming Patrick Mahomes for much of the game. Ultimately,
much of it
takes the loss. He threw two touchdowns.
Yeah, no, it's nice.
Bo Nix looked nice a little bit.
Here's the thing. Number one,
kick a field goal. They beat the Chiefs.
They would beat the Chiefs. That's true. Number one, that's such a Patriots way to win a game. Like, that's such a dynasty Patriots way to win.
Say,
they block a kick.
We kind of thought that would be a close game.
Yep, yeah. We did. So that's number one. Number two. I'm happy the Chiefs won. I want them to run the table in the regular season so I can root against them in the playoffs. And at bare minimum, I wanted them undefeated against Buffalo this week, and we're going to get that because that's the next game. That should be a good game.
No, that should be pretty good. All right, what about the Tennessee Titans taking on the Los Angeles Chargers?
Herbert with time. Now he throws. End zone. Touchdown. Quentin Johnston.
I feel like the Chargers are just quietly 6-3, looking like a pretty good team. Quentin Johnson with a touchdown there. The Titans fall to 2-7. Calvin Ridley did have two touchdown catches. Will Levis was back in for the Titans this week, but Chargers kind of very under the radar, playing pretty good.
They have. They've won 4 out of 5, and in fairness, they probably win the games they're supposed to, lose the games they're supposed to.
Yeah, it's not been a murderer's row for
them. You know, the teams they've lost to, Pittsburgh and Kansas City, and even the Cardinals now, like, you look
Cardinals
at that.
Cardinals are nice. It's a good Cardinals team.
Okay, those are respectable losses,
mm-hmm.
and then they beat up on the teams they should, so Harbaugh doing a good job.
Yep, I would say so. Steelers and the Commanders.
What happened?
This is a pretty good game. This is a pretty good game right here.
Third and long. Wilson floats it way upstairs. Williams, he's got it. Touchdown.
Mike Williams. What a new lease on life.
Only,
leaving the New York
the
Jets, where he's like the third or fourth receiver on the Jets.
Yep.
Gets traded to the Steelers. Comes up with the game-winning touchdown from Russell Wilson. Steelers beat the Commanders 28-27. Pittsburgh is 7-2. And the Commanders fall to 7-3. So both two very good teams.
Yeah. Washington, I thought the Ertz, you see the Ertz play at the end of this? It was fourth down. I don't know if the Commanders would have won or it would have been any different. You think that was a first down? You see it was right at the sticks.
I saw the
they
replay and I saw it like on Twitter and I thought it was a first
down.
Me too. And they didn't give it to him.
No. And then then Pittsburgh got the ball back. I thought the game was over there. Pittsburgh got the ball back and Washington, like morons, jumped outside on the false start.
Fourth and one, right? And they drew him off. Alex Van Pelt nodding somewhere. Like, yeah, draw him off. Draw him off. Do hard count.
It's my number one play.
Hard count.
So with Russell Wilson,
yeah,
they
people
are
were
now
up in arms about the spot. And you're right. That was bad.
Russell Wilson, they're 3-0. Yeah, they've won 3 straight with Wilson.
This guy's good.
Unlimited. I didn't like that move, but give Tomlin credit. That's working out.
They know what they're doing. How much of a threat are this, or how much of a contender do you think the Steelers are? Like, do you see them beaten in the playoffs, Kansas City or Baltimore or Buffalo?
I don't, but I will grant you this. I think their ceiling's a little higher with Wilson than it was with Fields. I didn't believe that before Wilson played, but I will now acknowledge that.
Like George Pickens had a good game there. The guy's a lunatic, but Mike Tomlin can coach lunatics. That's something he's been able to do.
He's great at that.
All right, one of the ugliest games of the day was the Minnesota Vikings and the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Ugh. Hey, what happened?
I think Mac Jones brought the level of play on the entire field down.
See if Mac Jones can change it up.
Extra man comes from Minnesota. Jones launches end zone. Closest man is a Viking. It is picked off by Bynum. Cameron Bynum trying to seal another game, and he comes up with another takeaway.
Horrible game. Mac Jones threw two interceptions, lost the fumble.
He did run for a touchdown, Keith.
He did scamper it.
Don't shortchange Mac.
The game's only touchdown.
Yep.
He ran it in. But on the last play, there's under 2 minutes to go. They're down by 5 and just heaves it into the end zone to the defender who, like, caught it in stride. Like, going right to him.
You see his celebration?
Mac Jones's?
No. The Vikings defender.
Oh, he went ray gun. Yeah, he went ray gun from the Olympics.
He hit him with the ray gun. Which that lady, you see her on social media, she's still like,
she's a lunatic.
I can't believe people didn't like it. I don't know what to do.
Wasn't she the number one ranked dancer afterwards?
I mean, in Australia, certainly.
Tired.
Yeah, no, she's just like going through all this anguish.
Dude, that dude had the full thing down. He did like the side, then like the poet, like the freeze at the end. I was like, that's ray gun.
Ray gun catching strays.
He went ray gun.
Which what a performance that was. But yeah, brutal pick by Mac Jones.
This game saw 0 passing touchdowns and 5 total interceptions.
Nice.
Sam Darnold turned back into Sam Darnold again.
Darnold
and
Mac Jones
was Mac Jones.
We've seen
Darnold. I'm not going to go through the details of the play because you guys wouldn't figure it out. But we'll look at the tape tomorrow and we'll make those corrections.
I was just about to cue that up.
Peterson's smarter than you.
I didn't know we had that clip. I was about to read it. So good job, Nick. So that was Peterson talking about Mac's final pick.
It's too complicated.
I'm not going to go through the details because you guys wouldn't figure it out.
Here's one. Don't throw it to the other team. You think about that?
Fire.
hire that guy.
Double covered.
He's so lucky they got the Patriots in London because he would be out of a job.
I still can't get over, and I never will, that he beat Belichick in a Super Bowl. Doug Peterson and Nick Foles.
The Doug Peterson track record is like year one, good. It goes down south so fast, it's not even funny. And so he
turn it around for a year.
You got to get hire Doug Peterson for 1 year and then fire him. That's what you do.
Jaguars are 2-8.
Yep.
So even though they have the head-to-head win over the Patriots, they now have a worse record than the Patriots.
If you're Trevor Lawrence, do you just get the surgery and sit out the season?
Yeah, hell yeah.
For sure.
Hell yeah.
Although you're worried they draft your replacement? I mean, he's been paid, so probably not. And it's a bad quarterback draft.
Yeah, no, I think he's all right.
Yeah.
Vikings are 7-2. Kevin O'Connell was like happy with the win, but he's like, yeah, this is like
He's like, it was Mac Jones.
He like said it was ugly, too. Like I love Kevin O'Connell. This thing going around last week where he was talking to Anthony Richardson postgame and was basically like, hey, man, keep your head up. Like, you're a good player. Like, I don't know. I like that, especially when it's a quarterback and he knows that guy's in a bad spot. And he's like, who knows? Maybe he'll coach him one day.
Yeah.
And he'll remember that.
Yeah.
But that was pretty good. All right. 49ers and Buccaneers.
What happened?
Wasn't a great day for the Niners kicking the ball. They had some off-field. They had some sideline dust ups there.
Yeah, Debo wasn't happy.
No, he wasn't.
No.
But ultimately, they got it figured out.
Jake Moody to win it from 44. Kick is up, and it is up and through. It's good. The 49ers win it.
23-20, your final score. Niners improved to 5-4. The Bucs, my Bucs, fall to 4-6. So Jake Moody kicked the game winner. He had missed 3 field goals in the game. Debo Samuel came over and was like face washing him and like, what are you doing?
Debo was about to strangle him.
Yes. So the long snapper tried to fight Debo. It was a great scene over there on the sidelines.
We said early on, bad vibes with the Niners. I mean, when Debo's fighting the long snapper and the kicker,
they're not getting out of
not
the first
a great
round.
Sign. No. I'm with you on that. McCaffrey came back though and was good in the passing game. I don't think he ran for much. When
13 for 39 on the ground, but he did have 6 for 68 in the passing game. And really cool to see Ricky Pearsall score a touchdown, which is awesome.
Yeah.
Baker Mayfield didn't play great in the game, but he had one of the single greatest plays that you'll ever see. So he was getting rushed. Nick Bosa, who got fined this week for wearing his MAGA hat, but he said it was worth it. And then Trump shouted him out. You see that?
I did not see the shout out. I saw the Bosa comment.
I think he shouted out Bosa. But Bosa, one of the best pass rushers in the league, had Baker Mayfield's left arm and was like holding onto it. And Baker Mayfield was running, dragging Bosa, and then completed a pass down the field for a first down.
I didn't even see it. Wow.
It was pretty cool. But ultimately, they lost the game. Speaking of losers, the Dallas Cowboys taking on the Philadelphia Eagles.
What happened?
Drop back. Jalen looking around, surveying 3 or 4 times. Steps up and fires. And it's caught for the touchdown. Johnny Wilson.
I mean, this was an absolute beatdown. Relatively close first half, and then the Eagles blue doors in the second. 34-6, your final. So Philly, 7-2. Dallas, without Dak Prescott, falls to 3-6. And on top of that, 0-4 at home this year. Yeah, I don't think Jerry's thrilled about that.
No, you see CeeDee Lamb is blaming the sun.
Yeah, well, it's been up there for a couple hundred years. So I could see why you'd be upset with it.
Although building a stadium that the sun comes directly through the window into eyes is insane.
Yeah, they screwed up that stadium for so many ways. Like, remember when the punters could kick the thing?
Yeah.
They're like, we can kick the scoreboard.
Yeah.
Like, try not to.
Yeah.
Like, well,
try to avoid that.
Try not to.
No, so it's any owner who wasn't cheaping out, like Jerry Jones is cheaping out, any owner would fire Mike McCarthy on this. They wouldn't let him hit the podium after that game yesterday.
They are a disaster.
And Jerry's like fully committed to him finishing the year because he's so cheap.
It is amazing. So the Patriots are 3-7, and you're like, all right, they're kind of getting the most out of it, right? The Jets have 3 wins. The Cowboys have 3 wins. Like, it's pretty amazing, especially with what they were hoping to do this year. All right, more bad teams. Let's go to Germany for the Giants and Panthers.
What happened?
This one came down to overtime.
36-yard attempt to win it. Pinheiro kicks it through. And the Panthers have won.
Horrible game. Rich Eisen on the call. Yeah, usually means it's a
horrible game. Horrible game, horrible call.
Panthers get the win. Panthers are now 3-7, just like the Patriots. And the Giants fall to 2-8. I feel like out of all the teams with bad coaches, Brian Daboll is the one I probably like the most.
He's
probably still
going to
get canned, but
he's going to get
fired. I'd scoop him up immediately as an offensive coordinator and then sort of see what happens if I was like another team.
If you're telling me my choices are Daboll or AVP, I'd take Daboll.
I'd take Daboll.
I think they could do better than Daboll, but yeah. If those are my choices, I'll take Daboll.
If it was Shane Waldron and AVP, who would it be?
Now AVP. We both said last week Waldron. Now I would take Van Pelt.
AVP.
Yeah.
All right, what about in the NFC South? You had the Falcons and the Saints.
Hey, what happened?
Well, let's see.
Third and goal. Going to look to throw for it. Back in the end zone, and there he is again. New Orleans falling in love with Marquez Valdez-Scantling.
Who knew Marquez Valdez-Scantling was on the Saints? He scored two touchdowns.
I had no idea. He's hitting big plays left and right.
Two touchdowns as the Saints, one game after firing Dennis Allen, get a big division win over the Falcons. Darren Rizzi, the new head coach.
Yeah,
that's Gresh's guy.
I think we're burying the lead. Yeah.
Gresh went to college with Darren Rizzi, and he was the special teams coordinator, gets promoted to head coach. There's a lot of shots of him on the sideline. Like most special teams coordinators, they're like lunatics,
yep,
making weird faces and everything.
Sure.
But the story of the game, after
like
they
1,000% won, the story of
the game, story yeah. of the game is afterwards, he's celebrating, and I didn't see when it happened. But he had to be, like, weakened at Bernie's by a couple of guys on the Saints because he might have blown out his ACL.
He had to be held up. He was celebrating. He went too hard.
He went too hard. He did too much.
Yeah, he went too hard.
What the hell happened to his knee?
So there were two leads with this guy. I thought you were going the other way, Keith.
Oh, the morning of?
Yeah. This is from Catherine Terrell.
Which is good reporting here.
Saints beat reporter. No, yeah. this is
good reporting.
She sniffed it out. Darren Rizzi said he clogged a toilet.
What?
In the head coach's locker room when he got to the stadium today and thought, this is going to be a crappy day.
Correct. Is there any update on his health status, though?
For the knee.
That part,
yeah.
He obviously was able to get past that and win the game.
Those are like industrial toilets in stadiums, and he's clogging
for
those.
For giant men, for giant football players. So he clogged the toilet, and then he may have blown out his knee celebrating. Because he's like, at first, they showed a camera angle of him because the Fox broadcast was talking about him. Like,
his first win. I thought he was trying to fight somebody.
But then he was like,
I thought he was being like held back. No, he was being held up.
And then you're like, oh, he's hugging that one player for a while. He must have quite a connection with that one player. And he's like, no, I can't stand.
No, it's my
my
legs don't work.
Both legs buckled. I was like, what happened to this guy? Like, hopefully he's all right. I don't think he's all right.
Look, that was worth it.
Yeah,
that was worth it.
That was.
Give me the toilet bill. Give me the bill for my new knees. He got his first win as a head coach.
Does he keep the job? I think you have to at this point.
Oh, yeah. He's leaving it all out on the field.
They could go on a run, though.
Yeah.
They got Browns, Rams, Giants next three games.
Sure.
Saints could go on a little mini run here.
Yeah.
They're 3-7.
Arrow up.
Falcons fall to 6-4, if you're keeping track of what they were doing.
Arrow down.
All right. Sunday Night Football. Lions and Texans.
Hey, what happened?
Oh,
Texans were dominating this game until they weren't, and the Lions had a chance to win it with a field goal.
And now back in his hometown, he's got a 52-yarder for a come-from-behind win for the ages. For 52 for the win. It is just good! Just inside the upright, Jake Bates, hometown hero, and the Lions have come on.
Texans were up 23-7 in the second half, and the Lions come storming back, win the game. Texans are a bit of a mess. Jared Goff threw 5 picks in a win.
They won.
Yep.
Yeah, he's the first.
5 picks in a win.
First player to do that, I think, since Matt Ryan, if I read that right. Matt Ryan in 2012 did the same thing.
Sonic and Knuckles had like an okay game, nothing great. 100 combined yards.
Knuckles got in the end zone.
Knuckles scored a touchdown.
Yeah.
The Echidna from Australia.
Yeah.
Which we all do.
Yeah.
And then, Gibbs had 71 yards rushing, no touchdown. Laporta and the Sun God, Amon-Ra St. Brown, had a touchdown.
It's
C.J. Stroud, D'Amico Ryans. How are you feeling about those guys now?
Shooketh.
I mean, preview for the Tears tomorrow.
Yeah, they got to be shooketh.
They might have to get downgraded to shooketh. I'm a big Texans believer. I'm a big Stroud believer. This feels, they probably have a better record. This feels a little like Baker Mayfield coming off his rookie year in Cleveland, where they had a good year, arrows up, and then you kind of go, what's going on with this team? What's going on with his growth? And I don't know, maybe Stroud misses Nico Collins, who didn't play last night. That was odd, but it's not.
I know.
It's not been great for him.
No, it isn't. And you lose to the.
He looked terrible the week before against the Jets. Like, terrible.
You lose to the Jets.
Yeah.
And then you lose to this team, which is a great. It's a great team, but you had this big lead. So. Wait, the Twitch chat saying that Sonic and Knuckles is Gibbs and Amon-Ra St. Brown? No, it's not. It's Montgomery. It's running backs. And then Monday Night Football will close out Week 10. Dolphins, Rams. So next week's opponent for the Patriots, the LA Rams, are home. They are 4-4, taking on the 2-6 Dolphins.
Both of our guests today confirmed they'll be watching that game tonight.
Yes, they will be.
One was a little more verbose.
Didn't want to share too much.
Than the other. I don't want to say who was who.
All right.
But they'll both be watching that game tonight. That's Monday Night Football.
Shyam likes an A-chan anytime touchdown and Mostert over rushing yards, which I might as well do because I'm getting smoked. I'm losing hams over fist.
Well, the Bozo didn't do very well yesterday.
Bozo lost.
One leg hit.
Shout out to you hitting the Germany game to at least keep us alive for the 1 o'clock.
Yeah, I was sweating it out. That game hit halftime, and I'm like, this is not. It's going to be over before it starts.
Nope. Had that, kept us alive, and then I think we went over after that. So what are we going to do?
I mean, look, you were on the Nick, you were on the turnovers for Mac Jones. I mean, you did have that
they
down.
Just they just didn't get in the
They didn't have to bring
one. No, that's fair.
Too busy celebrating like Ray Gun in the end zone. Bring that one back.
That was good.
Bring that one back. What are you doing,
Ray Gun? You returned back to the house. He's like, I got this breakdance thing. I got to do this right now before I get too tired.
Yeah, so he's on he's on A-chan, and I think it's a hard game to bet until you know if Tyreek Hill is playing.
I think Shime's on it either way with
poo-poo
backs.
Shime with his bet, but I want to know if Tyreek Hill is playing. That's what I want to know about the game tonight.
Fair enough.
Before I plunk down any more hams. But yeah, no, that was a lost ham for sure yesterday.
Yeah.
So that's what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Week 10 in the NFL.
Busy week.
Take a spin around the league. You can jump in 617-779-7937. No, Goff throwing 5 picks, a headline. I do think Darren Rizzi is the headline of the weekend, though.
Blew up both his
legs.
And
that is Gresh's guy. Gresh played with him at URI?
Yeah, I think they, I think they played together at URI.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's his guy. Just 1-0, 2 torn ACLs.
Right, like
I thought he had to be carted off. I was like what's going on with this guy?
Our standard unit of measure is one ham and PS5s, right? Correct. $10, $500.
Yes.
His standard unit of measure is 2 ACLs for 1 win.
A clogged toilet and a win. Like, man, that is a roller coaster of a weekend.
That's the math problem.
Ooh, my knees.
You can jump in here on Jones and Keefe.
Oh, my God.
We'll get back into Jerod Mayo, the job he did. Drake May, the leader that he's become on this team, which is very encouraging. I want to get into a side topic, though. Kendrick Bourne getting benched in that game yesterday. They can't figure this wide receiver room out. I want to get into that next.